It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are excited as Darlingside has joined us. Dave, Don, Onion, and Harris are here today. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You met at Williams College in Western Massachusetts. How did your paths all end up at Williams College in Massachusetts?
Well, all the four of us were overlapping for a short period of time. For 1 year, all four of us overlapped in an a cappella group. So all of us were singing together, but we started hanging out a good amount outside of that group and writing music and playing on each other's songs at that time. So yeah, we were good friends back at school, and so we're fortunate to be continuing to travel in a van together.
You originally worked with a drummer and a lot more electric guitar, which I guess kind of it wasn't as aligned with an a cappella, you know, idea as what would become the four piece.
Yeah, well, I think the arrangements, actually, funny enough, are not that different. Our process of songwriting and putting things together, whether we have everything plugged into amplifiers and drums and individual channels versus what we're doing now, which is clumping around a single microphone and playing more acoustic instruments in their natural form in the room. It's just part of it is sort of the positioning of the vocals, and in the rock format, they were getting buried a little bit more in the sort of walls of instrumental sound that were inherent to that setup. And nowadays it's just more exposed and front and center. I think by nature of the mix of instrumentation and the volume of the instrumentation. So in some ways it was just like turning down the volume on everything else and turning the volume up on the vocals that we've really been enjoying.
Without a trace,
after 6 years, things are starting to really hit another level of awareness of the band. And I imagine, A, the good part of that is it'll bring larger crowds, but hopefully, B, crowds that are specifically aware of and coming to see Darling Side and know what they're coming to get, so they're respectful in that regard. Has that been the case, or have you guys played some gigs where it was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't hear a thing you were singing or even I was thinking?
I think actually, you know, for the first year and a half or so in the new format, using the one microphone, because it's a condenser mic and it's prone to feedback, we would not take any monitors back. So like you're saying, crowd noise, we can hear every word that the crowd says. And, you know, they're not necessarily aware of that because they normally go to a show and the artist is really pretty disconnected. They have a, you know, monitors blasting back at them, maybe a drum kit behind them, but we can sort of hear everything that's going on. Recently though, we have been able to get some monitors in the mix because just, you know, as things grow and the venues get better and better, they can sneak some monitors in there. So in some ways it's an odd thing. I think the size of the venue actually matters less to me now than it used to. And I think the reason is really just because we're blending our voices before they hit the microphone, we are less susceptible to the ups and downs of monitor sound, you know, and the changing sound of a room. Because if we're close enough to each other, it's not like if there's a huge room, we expand our stage plot and we're suddenly 40 feet away from each other, which is what normally happens, I think, for more of a traditional rock band where you're each on a separate microphone. So the one mic kind of keeps us grounded and is a consistent element, whether it's a 20-person show or a 500-person show.
Thank you.
joining of the voices has also led to a real collaborative approach to the songwriting, because you understand as you write songs, you really have to think about everybody and what they're going to deliver in the song. So it seems like you've worked hard on making sure that everyone's part is expressed. Is that the case?
Yeah, I think we've come to a point where we think when we songwrite now in a group voice, and we have a group voice lyrically, and we have, there are a lot of different permutations of, you know, who's singing which part and who might be melody and who might be harmony or who might be on top and bottom as far as the actual notes that we're singing. But we've become very, very familiar with those permutations and with all of those options as just a group sound, which is not to say that we don't have our own individual voices when it comes to writing lyrics or singing certain parts. And that's been a thing that we, you know, try to hold on to while also having a group voice. But over the last few years, it's just been really nice to get comfortable in that group voice and know how to write for it and keep exploring the different possibilities.
We were always on our way, rolling up our sleeves, ever moving forward in the tracks where we lived our simple lives.
You're hearing today, and certainly I got literally goosebumps. We really wanted to have you come out. We've become such admirers of Darling Side, and we thank you for coming out. Tomorrow night, you're going to be at Hotel Cafe, which in the, you know, description of listening rooms is one of the penultimate here in Los Angeles. So you will have the kind of audience you're hoping for and a room that's going to allow the few, but the lucky ones that are going to get in to see you. We encourage everyone who's listening, although everyone who's listening can't fit in Hotel Cafe, it's not to be missed. And we want to welcome you back next time around too. As you grow, we want to keep tabs and continue to be able to help you grow, because we're huge fans, and it means a lot that you came out today.
Well, thank you so much for having us, and we really, really appreciate the support.
It's Darlingside, live on 88.5 KCSN. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us here.